This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by the CEO of Richmond University Medical Center. Dr. Messina is going to talk to us about the medical center, about what he's seeing with COVID and competition, where he's most focused, and a lot more. Dr. Messina, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the medical center?
Sure. So thank you for the opportunity to join you today and your many subscribers. So RUMC, Richmond University Medical Center, or RUMC as we call it, has been serving Staten Island for nearly 120 years. We are a full service healthcare facility, a large teaching facility with many accreditations. Of course, the Joint Commission, the American College of Surgeons, the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the American College of Radiology and also Radiation Oncology. We also have a vibrant cancer program that's been accredited by the American College of Surgeons Commission on Cancer for actually over 80 years, one of the longest consecutively accredited oncology programs on Staten Island. We also have many specialty facilities and programs across the island, including the Breast and Women's Center, the Center for Cancer Care, and the Center for Integrated Behavioral Medicine. We also are a Level 1 Adult Trauma Center and a Level 2 Pediatric Trauma Center. We were one of the first hospitals in New York City to receive this dual designation back 7 years ago in 2014. From an ED standpoint, we have a very busy ED. Prior to COVID, we were treating close to 70,000 patients. Obviously, with COVID, which could be a whole nother discussion, We have had, as many hospitals have seen, a pretty big reset on the patients coming into the ED, but we're still, you know, very, very busy. We also do nearly 3,000 births a year. And last but not least, we are a level three NICU, 25-bed level three NICU. And we have statistically one of the highest survival rates in the country. Last analysis was 99.7% infant survival rate. So that's a little bit about who we are, and I'll flip it back to you.
Thank you very much. You've had this sort of remarkable career as a healthcare leader. You've been CEO of RUMC for now, I think, since 2014 or so. Talk a little bit about, you look at the end of 2021, the start of 2022, what are you most focused and excited about? Where do you wake up in the morning and say, this is our biggest focus, this is our biggest excitement?
So, you know, we've been planning, obviously, we have, as many hospitals do, a good strategic planning committee and a very, very loyal and supported community board with many, many talents on it. And we've been really plotting, you know, the future. One of our biggest challenges was infrastructure and expansion of some key inpatient facilities. So over the last several years, we've been planning several large-scale capital improvements that really will revolutionize our hospital and services. We are right now in the midst of the expansion and replacement of a 35,000 square foot emergency trauma department that will open its doors this coming summer. This new state-of-the-art ED will be a split-flow model with obviously more private space, specialty areas for urgent care, pediatrics, urgent care behavioral, and also care of sexual assault victims with private and separate entrances for that population. The second floor of our new emergency project The second floor will be the replacement of 10 new operating suites for both specialty care on the orthopedic and neurosurgical side, as well as general ORs. We are very excited about that project. That creates one contiguous flow of our emergency department with our surgical department. Adjacent to the new operating suite will be a project which we're in the midst of planning, and that's the replacement of the surgical intensive care unit. In building our new operating room suite, that was a convenient pressure point, which really required us to do something sooner than later, which we're very, very excited about. And that is something that we're in the middle of as well. And that's the replacement of our new medical intensive care unit, which will be just a great new space, greatly expanded, plenty of family space, private bathrooms and showers, and just expanded, space to create enhanced patient comfort and family support. Also, in the middle of renovating our mother-baby unit to create private space for all of our patients. So that is a project which is underway, as well as the last two projects, the replacement of our exterior windows, which has been a project which has received the great support of FEMA, which goes back a number of years. So we're in the middle of a $45 million project on window replacement and exterior hardening, as well as our cogen plant, which is actually just a few short weeks away from being completed. So to kind of sum up, we've been a little bit of the Big Bang Theory, where many of our projects which have been planned, and we have a great private equity partner in Preston Hollow, who have been at our side to really help us fast track and move these essential projects forward. So that's really the focus right now.
Talk about the private equity partner, and how does that fit into things? I mean, is RUMSE a not-for-profit hospital, a for-profit hospital? Talk about how the private equity partner fits into things.
So, obviously, with our capital needs, obviously, we were looking at all of our options in terms of a finance partner to help us through this. And really, has been one of our greatest success stories is just the great chemistry and the great support of this firm, really creating a competitive financing package that really lines up with all of our needs and gave us the great flexibility of having to add to some of these projects. So as we proceeded forward, obviously there's always changes that no matter how hard you plan for pop up. So I have to say this firm has really been very strategically focused, have been not only just providing the financial support, but have partnered with us on providing great strategic insight that crosses across the country in many markets. So it's been really a breath of fresh air and just great support for a hospital that plays such an essential role in this community across not only Staten Island, but across the surrounding boroughs.
No, thank you very, very much. And Dr. Messina, tell us a little bit about Staten Island's own fascinating borough, its own fascinating community. It's sort of a small town right in the middle of New York City. Tell us a little bit about Staten Island and the pride in providing services to the Staten Island community.
I guess, Staten Island is a borough of about 500,000 people. We're a stone's throw away from Manhattan, and we're a stone's throw away from the Jersey Shore. So we're kind of right smack in the middle of two very desirable locations. So Staten Island has become the home of many, and the borough is growing. We do have a fair amount of public service workers And then we also have many people who commute into Manhattan or into New Jersey. So it's a borough that's really thriving right now. Lots of great projects that are planned for the future as we continue to replace some of the bridges, which has been a great plus. We continue to do infrastructure work on some of the problems we've had with storm water management and infrastructure on our highways. We're the home of several colleges at St. John's University, the College of Staten Island, Wagner College. So it's a great borough that has a little bit of a country feel. I think one of the important attributes of this market is that people generally in the community want their care to be local. Obviously, they will travel into the city for the specialized care that they need, but to the extent that we continue to provide that patient care that is the bread and butter of what the borough needs, I think, you know, it fits in very nicely with the future of this hospital and our focus on providing, you know, the tertiary care along with our affiliate. We do have a clinical affiliation with Mount Sinai, so they provide some good support for the quaternary care. But we are, you know, a pretty busy tertiary care center with providing a pretty robust level of services. So the needs to really migrate into the city are not great, but with that clinical partner and that academic affiliation, that really provides just a provides for really great care here at Richmond University Medical Center.
No, it really is just a fascinating ecosystem, isn't it? The Staten Island ecosystem. And you're right. It's just a mix of a ton of public service workers, a little bit of a rural feel. It's a fascinating place to spend time. Dr. Messina, I want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast and give us a little bit of insight into RUMC and what you're doing in Staten Island. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today. Just a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.